Welcome to this audiobook version of A Critical Look at Jesus, A Skeptic's Approach by W. Allen Morris. Copyright 2023. All In Leaders, Inc. All rights reserved. Introduction. The Christian faith is a farce. It is a myth that has been misleading and oppressing the people of the world for centuries. It is an opiate to the people, and is nothing more than an emotional crutch for the weak. All these things are true, if the historical account of the life of Jesus of Nazareth is false. If the record of the birth, life, teachings, miracles, death, and resurrection of Jesus is false, then the basis of the Christian faith is hopelessly shaken. Is it possible that the New Testament is just a fabled story laced with a few historical facts here and there? Or is it what it claims to be, the accurate record and testimony of the life of Jesus of Nazareth? Certainly today, with our advances in science and technology, and our knowledge of history, we can determine with confidence whether this collection of writings represents fact or fiction. What happens when a thinking person takes a critical look at the objective evidence for Jesus? Those who are skeptical or oppose the claims of Jesus, as I have, usually begin by denying the accuracy and authority of the New Testament documents. The modern-day critic is faced with some formidable problems, however, in their efforts to discount the reliability of the New Testament Bible. The first problem is that the New Testament authors of the Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were not writing religious texts. They were not writing the Bible. They were writing simple historical accounts, which either called upon the testimony of first-hand witnesses or were eyewitnesses themselves to the events of which they spoke. This carries much more weight than an argument based on stories passed down from person to person. As Peter the Apostle writes, 2 Peter 1:16, quote, "For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty," end quote. The Apostle John, in his letter to the first century Christians in Asia Minor, reaffirms the historical reality of the person of Jesus Christ and the personal interaction of the apostles with him. Quote, "What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also." 1 John 1, 1-3. The second problem for the skeptic is the appeal to reason. The authors of the New Testament appealed to the reason of their audiences and to their knowledge of the simple historical facts and evidence. Statements made in this manner in such a public forum are self-evidencing and must be credible. No person trying to persuade someone of anything would appeal to prior knowledge to support their claim if that person did not truly have such knowledge. To do so would immediately destroy their credibility. A prime example of this type of evidence is found in the New Testament historical account in the book of Acts. In his sermon at the Jewish festival of Pentecost before the multitudes gathered in Jerusalem, the Apostle Peter preaches, quote, "Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested or accredited to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?